Did you come here today expecting a miracle?
Amen.
Every time we come to the house of the Lord, we should come to the house of the Lord expecting a miracle. Every day I get up in my life, I walk in the healing of the Lord. I do believe in divine healing. And we need to walk in that divine healing. Every day we need His healing touch. And we're going to talk more about that today. You know, sometimes the Lord's timing is not always our timing. Sometimes we pray and pray and pray. Just because you've been prayed for and weren't healed instantaneously at that time doesn't mean that God is not going to heal you. The next day you get back up and you say, Lord, I believe in your healing touch and I expect that because you are my healer. You are my Jehovah Rapha and I'm going to walk in that healing today. Even though we should never ignore our symptoms, they should never restrict our faith. They should never restrict our faith that we have in the Lord Jesus. Our God is a God of healing and restoration. And the sermon title is today, He Restores My Soul. He is Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Jesus came to save, to heal, to deliver, and He is our returning King. Turn with me to Luke chapter 4, one that the Lord just keeps to bring us back to almost, I don't know, we've turned to this scripture many, many times, and we're going to turn to it today, and we're going to come back to it later in the message today. But Luke chapter 4, verse 18. You should become very, very familiar with this scripture and know that it is here and where you can find it. But Luke chapter 4, verse 18. If we start at verse 16, so he came to Nazareth, Luke chapter 4, verse 16, where he had been brought up, and as the custom was, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read, and he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Verse 18 again. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and a recovering of sight to the blind, to heal the bruised and the oppressed, pointing to the fact that Christ's healing involves the total person, the physical as well as the spiritual. We have worked on establishing in our hearts that Christ's full ministry is still going on today, but now it is going on through the working of the Holy Spirit. Through the Spirit, Hebrews 13, 18 says this, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. His ministry is still going on today. It has not changed and it will not change. His ministry is still taking place. I do believe in divine healing, and divine healing because our God is a God of healing and restoration. Now listen to me. I believe that we need God's healing touch every day of our lives. And we're going to bring the scripture out that's going to touch on that and is going to share that with us today. But I believe we need God's healing touch every day of our lives. Now turn with me to 3 John at verse 2. And 3 John is right before Jude and the book of Revelation. So you're at the very end if you're not have a habit to go into 3 John a lot. But if you go to 3 John, I didn't say the chapter because there's only one, and go to verse 2, and verse 2 says this, 3 John, verse 2, Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. How can I know that I'm walking in health each day? By walking in and under the anointed healing of the Lord each day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. Father, I am going to walk in your healing today. I'm going to walk in your health. I'm going to walk in your strength. I'm going to walk in your vitality because I serve the Most High God. He's the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Jesus is the great physician. He will heal us of all of our infirmities. Now, what is it going to hurt you to get up every morning and say that? Are you going to walk around and say, well, you know, I'm just going to walk in sickness. I'm just going to walk in adversity today. No, I serve the most living God. I am going to walk in His strength and His power and His ability today as He came, because the ministry of Jesus Christ is still going on today. Here, get back to my notes. So how can I know that I'm walking in health each day? By walking in under the anointing healing of the Lord each day. Walking in the Spirit, in His truth, the truth of God's Word. Now, 3 John verse 2, let's explore this word soul. Now turn with me to Matthew 22. Go back to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22. Matthew 22, verse 37. Matthew 22, verse 37. And Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God. This is Matthew 22, verse 37. With all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, this is the first and great commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Now read verse 37 again. Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. The heart is the very center of your life. It's the very center of your affections. It's the throne of your life. So on the throne of my life is not the boat, is not a new four-wheeler, is not a new car. On the throne of my life is the Lord Jesus Christ, and Him will I serve because I love Him with all of my heart. My mind, I love Him with everything that is in my thinking and my thought life that I bring before the Lord. I love Him with all of that. Now, the soul is the one I wanted to get to today. What is the soul? From the part that makes you, you. Your emotions, your consciousness, your personality, everything that is there. I'm going to love the Lord. When God created you, He broke the mold. There's no one else like you. And I know there's some people you think, well, thank God there isn't any more of them, and there's only one, because I don't think I could handle two. But you are unique in the way you are as a person. There is nobody like you. That's why you've heard me sharing the testimony. There's people that I will reach for the gospel of Jesus Christ, but there's people that you will reach that I can never reach because of your personality, because of who you are as an individual. Look at the Apostle Peter. Did the Apostle Peter, was he a unique person? Yes, he was. He was very unique. And, you know, he always was over the edge on everything. You know, rather than waiting till the boat got to the shore, he jumped into the water to get to Jesus. Very compulsive. But he had a unique personality about him that he had that no one else has. From your uniqueness, with all of that you are, to love God. Now, remember, we're talking about the divine health and divine healing today. Have you met someone that their soul had been wounded? Yesterday I was watching the news, and it was a report on Ukraine, and they were in a bomb shelter in Mariupol, I think was where they were at, and the Russians had been bombing and bombing and bombing, and this woman was still down below and in the bomb shelter with her son, and they'd been there the whole time. And she commented to the commentator, or the newspaper news person, said, every time the bombing starts, the little boy just starts screaming. He just starts screaming. And even when his mother was talking about the bombing, he starts humming. And he hums, and he hums, and he hums. The tragedy that these people are going through. But this is an example that this little boy's soul has been bruised. Maybe you know a child that their soul has been bruised. You know, I know people that are 40, 50, 60, 70 years old that are still dealing with the bruises of their souls from their childhood. Maybe you're one of those people. Because we're birthed out of our childhood.
And if our father and our mother weren't good to us and they didn't treat us as well as they should have, it bruises your soul. You live with those consequences. Many people have gone through a divorce, the tragedy of a divorce. You don't come out of that unbruised. And where does it bruise? It bruises your soul. It bruises your soul. Divorce bruises our soul. Death of a loved one bruises your soul to where you will always remember that loved one and it will never, ever go away because that bruise has been placed on your life. What has bruised your soul? Because, see, you can put a name to it. Maybe you've gone to a church and you got hurt at that church. You know what? That bruises your soul. For other people, it was rape, incest, divorce, abuse, a church, a loss. In the world that you can learn to, in the world that we live in today, you can learn to live with it. We can go to counselors that will help counsel us how that we can cope with it. We even sometimes we take medicine to help us cope with it. But there is nobody, listen to me, there is nobody in this world, there is not a doctor in this world that can heal you, but God can. Listen, think about that just for a moment. All these people that are going to counselors, maybe you're one of them. And maybe it's a good thing for you, and I encourage you to go if you need to go. But are they going to heal you of it? No, they're just teaching you how to cope with it. But Jesus is our healer. He came. Our God is a Jehovah Rapha. He can heal us of that bruise. And that's why I say that every day that you walk this earth, you need God's healing touch in your body because we do not walk through this tragedy called life unscathed. We all get bruised. Did you get bruised this last week? If you didn't last week, you probably will this next week. From something that will be a coworker or something, a person will say something that will hurt you, and what does it do? It bruises you. But only God can heal. Now turn back with me to Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and a recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed." We said that this healing includes a total healing, both physical and spiritual, to not only those who are sick, but also to those that have had their souls bruised or oppressed. The healing of the total person. Now turn with me to Psalm 23. Psalm 23. You're going to look at Psalm 23 as you've never looked at it before and you've known this psalm your whole life. Psalm 23. We'll read verses 1 through 6, or 6 verses. It says in Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And verse 3 again says what? "He restores my soul." What does this mean? He replenishes. He renews our inner selves. He restores my soul. The person that makes you you, that uniqueness that you have in your life, God never wants to see that go away. We have so many young people today that become confused. And they get confused, and then they don't know if they're one gender or another gender. And we know that we have the adversary that's out there as a master of confusion, causing all kinds of confusion. And a lot of that confusion has come out of because their souls have been bruised. And they don't know what to do. Well, maybe I'm not the way I was. maybe I'm not the person that I thought I was. But it says that he replenishes, he renews our inner selves, being loved by God, renewed by God, healed by God daily. This is divine healing. The boys and I have an old 98 Dodge, 3/4-ton truck. We've had body work done on it, and it stayed pretty good. But just after a couple years, guys, you know how the rocker panels underneath your doors, they start rusting out. Just after a couple years. Once or twice a year, I'll get out there with a grinder, and I'll grind that all down, paint it with a stuff that's supposed to kill rust, so it makes it so we'll accept paint and not rust no more, and then within 2 months, it's starting to rust back out again. When your soul is bruised, that hurt keeps coming back out. So many of us were bruised in our childhood, one way, shape, or another. We're not pointing fingers at anybody. But just the slightest thing of somebody mentioning something or a family member mentioning something, all of a sudden that bruise comes right back to the surface, doesn't it? It's just kind of like that rust on that vehicle. It reminds us of that hurt all over again, and Satan loves to do that. You remember? You remember? He's good at that. You remember? You remember when this happened? You're a terrible person, or that wouldn't have happened. Oh, we cover it back up again, but it just keeps coming back. The flesh says alcohol will cover it up. Drugs will cover it up, but it just keeps coming back. That's why each of us need to walk in divine healing. Now, in Psalm 23:1, when you look at that, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Every day, the shepherd calls a sheep to the sheepfold. Every day. He doesn't do it once a month, because you know the wolves would eat them up. Once a day. At the end of the day, the shepherd, only his voice, remember that? I believe in the Gospel of John, only my voice, my sheep know my voice. He calls them to the sheepfold. And what is a shepherd going to do? He's going to look over each. He's going to look over each and every one of his sheep to make sure there's no cuts, no bad disease, no broken legs. And he is the shepherd that restores our soul every day. Every day. Yesterday, Carol, I come back in. I was trying to get ahead. I was running behind. And I was trying to get ahead, and I was trying to get the sermon done, because I went to the boys with the trap shooting meet yesterday. And I wanted to go with them. And I came in, and she said she knew I was going to be leaving because I was going to go to the trap shooting meet. And I said, "Well, I got my sermon done. I'm ready for tomorrow." And she says, "Well, what's it about so I can organize song service?" I could not even share it without crying. The Lord was just melting my heart. Melting my heart because of you. Thinking about the bruises that people go through. And how the Lord wants to heal us of those bruises rather than us just covering them up. Each day he looks over his sheep. Do they have a cut? Do they have a bruise? Are they lame? And in verse 3, he heals them each day. He restores them to health. Now turn with me to Jeremiah 30, verse 17. Jeremiah is over in the Old Testament. Jeremiah is considered one of the minor prophets, So he's towards halfway. Here I'm talking, I don't even know what I'm saying. So you go to Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 17. And this is what it talks about. Now, he's talking about the nation of Israel, but I believe that we can share this with us as well. In verse 17 of Jeremiah 30, I'll give you just a minute to get there because I know it's kind of a hard verse to get to. But Jeremiah 30, verse 17, he says, "For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, saith the Lord, because they called you an outcast, saying, 'This is Zion, no one seeks her.'" But the very first portion of that says, "For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord." God was going to restore the nation of Israel, and I believe that God wants to restore you as well. Saint, we need to walk in the Spirit by faith, receive His healing, and stay in His Word every day. Stay in His Word every day. And Dennis talks in faith school. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing how? By the Word of God. So we need to enlarge the Word of God in our life, because that will help to enlarge our faith. Now turn with me to Matthew chapter 9. We're almost done. Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. In Matthew 9, verse 35, it says, "When Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people." You see, many times I will ask if there's anybody that wants to be prayed over, or they want to be anointed by oil because they have sickness or whatever. Sometimes I'll get one or two people that will come up. That's normal. Sometimes we don't want to draw attention to ourselves, and sometimes we may be a little embarrassed, and we'd rather sit in our seat and say, "I'd like for you to pray for me." We're all kind of that way. But I believe that if physically that Jesus walked in those doors right there and He came back here, He'd say, "I want to pray for all of you. I want to anoint you all with the healing balm. I want to restore your soul. To make new all over again." And He wants to do that in our lives each and every day. He would lay hands on everyone to be healed. He would look in your heart and see that bruising that has taken place there. And well, by His Spirit, He is here today. And what did we say? That we are a Word church. We believe His Word, we proclaim His Word, and we stand on His Word. And what does His Word say? He is our Jehovah Rapha. He is our healer. He wants to heal all of the oppressed. That means He wants to heal you. He wants to heal you. Will you stand with me today? Father, we just rejoice in what a beautiful day that You have given us, and what a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice in it forevermore. Father, may we all feel Your healing touch as we leave this place, Your closeness, Your nearness, and Your love today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. May God bless you all. Have a great week and a blessed day.